Hey friends, if your web app is failing, it would really help to know what changed and who changed it. Azure Change Analysis Service provides a centralized list of changes to start investigating an issue. I needed this last week. Catherine is here to show me how to save time and effort without digging through deployment logs to figure out why my app broke today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Catherine, who's going to tell me all about the change analysis services. I needed this. I spent hours and I didn't know this existed. I'm so happy to meet you.
Yeah, I'm very happy here to talk about it as well.
All right, fantastic. So this is helping me understand what changes in a web application.
Yes, that is correct. Especially when your web app experiences some issues, you may wonder, like, it just worked a few hours ago, like why it suddenly broke, right? So something must have changed. We are in public preview right now, so it works for web apps, but we're looking into supporting more platforms.
Oh, really? So this could be something that works in all of Azure and helps me change, see if anything changed.
Yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. So what's this website here?
Oh, I was going to show you. So I built this cool web app with my colleagues, and let me show you some features we built it here.
All right, let's do it.
So you can see the list of tickets by clicking on the tab. Oops. What happened? You saw it was just working, right?
Yeah, it was working a minute ago.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on here. So luckily, we have these awesome diagnostics tools, change analysis. So I will show you how to diagnose this issue.
Okay.
Here I am in the web app portal. And as many of you do, I go to diagnose and solve problems.
Yep. That's where I spent hours there last week, just looking at logs and trying to figure out if it would tell me what was wrong.
Yeah, so now because the web app is down, we go to the availability and the performance.
Mm-hmm.
Notice here, we have a new detector called application changes. So this is the detector we added to show people what has changed over time to their web app.
Ah, okay.
So just click into this detector.
Okay.
And just for your information, if it's the first time you use this tool on your web app, you may have to go through an enablement experience.
Okay.
It's very simple. You see a message like this, clicking to it, click on, and click save. Simple. It will start onboarding your web app.
Okay.
And now we can see it's onboarded.
All right.
So let's go back to our web app to continue our troubleshooting process. After this detector loads, you will see the number of changes made to your web app in the past 14 days. We have 14 days of historical change data retention.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yes. And we take snapshots of your web app periodically in order to calculate the difference. So consider if I'm just troubleshooting a real life set issue, I may not want to wait until the next time the snapshot's captured. So we have this scan changes now button. Click on it, it will start capturing the changes and then calculating the changes for your web app.
I see. So when you say scan changes now, it's looking at the state of the app now and comparing it to the previous snapshot?
That is correct.
Okay.
Below here, this chart shows you when changes happen over time.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So the green dots are code and the blue dots are properties that change?
That is correct. So the code changes means the .dll files, the PDB files that's deployed on your web app or the environment variables for your running web app.
Mm-hmm.
While the properties changes mean the Azure Resource Manager level changes.
Ah, okay. What does the yellow dot there mean?
The yellow dot is the selected square. So if I want to view a particular change, I click on a square. Let's see, for example, I click on this one. Okay, it shows me SQL Azure connection string has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I can expand on this particular change to view more details. And then I can also send a feedback. Is it helpful, yes or no? Takes 1 second, so please do send us feedback.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so why is your site down?
I don't know yet, so let's continue to look through these changes.
Okay.
We know it just happened, so we'll be looking at the changes probably along this line.
Mm-hmm.
and just go through things one by one. If I click on this square, okay, I see a IP security restriction changed. So because we are seeing 403 errors, so that might be something associated with the networking problem.
Okay.
Let me expand to see more details. Okay, so apparently a new IP security rule was added to the web app, and that might be why I couldn't access it all in a sudden.
So and it looks like you did it to yourself, because it says initiated by. You can tell if your team made a change in the configuration, so then you can call someone and say, hey, you broke the website.
Yes, that is the idea. We learned usually it takes a long time to figure out who to call because multiple teams could be working on the same project.
So true.
So now you can simply look at this initiated by column and figure out who to contact, and then you can decide how to fix this problem.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. And we'll look at any kind of properties that happens, anything you said at the ARM level, so anything that Azure Resource Manager detects that is a change?
Yes. So let's just click into a couple more changes.
Cool.
For example, this one, we can see the MSI endpoint and the MSI secret was changed. Mm-hmm. So this will be at a lower level of mm-hmm. Web app. We can also see different code files deployed to the web app that's being changed. So my DLL file, the data access layer, and the web were both updated. And here I can tell who are the colleagues who might have made the change.
Oh, interesting. OK, so you or Paul. And what happens if you open up one of the application files? What does it tell you about that file?
This file, well, it in this case, it tells me like the timestamp was changed. Mm-hmm. So probably something happened, like someone just modified the site, and mm-hmm. The file was like in a different, like getting a different properties in
right.
this case. And also note, because the modified time in this case may not be a very significant change,
oh.
because we are more interested in things like version change, for example, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you'll see we have this categorized as a noise level.
Oh, interesting. You actually have one called noise, that it's probably not what I'm looking for.
That is correct. And we tend to sort the more important ones to be on the top. So you probably care more about your MSI endpoint and secret changed because of some other change. And if it's modified time or similar properties, it might still be helpful in some corner cases. Mm-hmm. But in general, we want to shield you away from those noisy change information.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. And now this says it was possibly you or Paul. What if it was like GitHub or Azure DevOps that made that deployment or made a change?
That is correct. So we basically look at that user principle. So if it's Azure DevOps, for example, it will have a service principle or some type of Azure role associated with it. And that will indicate, well, if that principle has a name to it, it mm-hmm. will show up here.
And that'll give me enough information to go and figure out why that particular thing happened.
Yes, so you will see a change, for example, initiated by Azure DevOps service.
Mm-hmm. So how is this made? Who's watching all of these changes? I don't understand the mm-hmm. architecture.
Right. So. Here is the architecture for the change analysis service. So earlier, we saw change data showing up in the diagnose and the solve problems client tool.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the scene, change analysis is a subscription level resource provider. So you can go to the subscriptions resource provider section to register it. Or earlier, we saw the onboarding UI. It will register it for you.
Okay.
Currently, it's public preview, so it still requires you to register
right.
for both the service resource provider as well as onboarding each individual web app.
Okay. So that was the opt-in moment where I did an enable and then that registered that.
Yes.
Okay. Does it store the changes in my storage or who's paying for that? Does it know the difference? Where is that kept? How does it know? Where's the database?
Right. So in short, Azure stores those change data.
Cool.
We are looking at two different sources for the change data. The first one, Azure Resource Graph. This is a component in Azure where all the resource manager changes are stored, and we simply query for the change data from this resource graph to return that information back to the user so they understand what deployment changes were made, like the so-called infrastructure level changes. Another source is the app services backend. So we take a snapshot on what is deployed in the app service web app, what's running inside it, and then we compute for the difference. Right now, our service has a backend store to save those data we capture from the app service backend. But in the future, we are going to consider to move it even more deep into the Azure resource level.
This is so cool. Like, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I was up for a probably till 2 in the morning trying to figure out, and of course, it was me. It was my fault. Like, I changed a file, and I just was running around looking at logs and looking at text files, and I just could not figure out. It worked 5 minutes ago, and I spent hours trying to figure out why. I'm so excited that this is going to be available. So I can enable this using that UI that you saw under Diagnose and Solve Problems, and then at some point it will become available to everyone.
That is correct. It is actually already available to everyone. It's just under preview.
Just under preview. So then if you enable it, then you get it too. And then you're looking for information. Like, you want to hear how people like this. They go to look at, they can email you at changeanalysishelp@microsoft.com or aka.ms/changeanalysis and learn more about this great feature.
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing this with me.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I am learning all about how to diagnose my web apps with Change Analysis Services today on Azure Friday.